let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if everything we fear about artificial intelligence isn't the real danger at all? What if the real issue has been with us all along, hidden in plain sight? Coming up, we're talking with Chet Shoup, author of the powerful new essay, AI and the Danger We Never Recognized. And he's bringing perspective that might completely flip how you see the world. He argues it's not AI that's leading us to dangerous territory, it's the language itself. The same tool that allows us to dream, plan, and build may also be the thing that's pulled us away from reality into imagined futures, social contracts, and systems that don't actually serve us. It's a bold idea, a challenging idea, and it just might explain why so many people today feel disconnected, anxious, and searching for more. If you've ever wondered where we're headed and whether we're already have already lost something along the way, this is a conversation you shouldn't want to miss. Engineer, philosopher, systems thinker, and author Chet Shoup is back with us on This Week in America to discuss his highly praised book, How the Rational Mind Repressed the Emotional Mind into Submission Once We Got the Spoken Word, and the provocative essay, AI and the Danger We Never Recognized. Chet, it is always a pleasure. Welcome back to This Week in America. What if everything we fear about artificial intelligence isn't the real danger at all? What if the real issue has been with us all along, hidden in plain sight? Coming up, we're talking with Chet Shoup, author of the powerful new essay, AI and the Danger We Never Recognized. And he's bringing perspective that might completely flip how you see the world. He argues it's not AI that's leading us to dangerous territory, it's the language itself. The same tool that allows us to dream, plan, and build may also be the thing that's pulled us away from reality into imagined futures, social contracts, and systems that don't actually serve us. It's a bold idea, a challenging idea, and it just might explain why so many people today feel disconnected, anxious, and searching for more. If you've ever wondered where we're headed and whether we're already have already lost something along the way, this is a conversation you shouldn't want to miss. Engineer, philosopher, systems thinker, and author Chet Shoup is back with us on This Week in America to discuss his highly praised book, How the Rational Mind Repressed the Emotional Mind into Submission Once We Got the Spoken Word, and the provocative essay, AI and the Danger We Never Recognized. Chet, it is always a pleasure. Welcome back to This Week in America.
Nice to be here, Rick.
Always learn something in our interviews and looking forward to that today as well. Tell us about the essay that you've written, AI and the Danger We Never Recognize. What's the story behind this? It was so well done.
Well, it focuses on recent work I've been doing about the danger of language, a danger made evident by AI once the big language models came along. AI without language is not dangerous, but with language, it opens possibilities that never existed before, possibilities we have never experienced, and thus don't know what the consequences are. That's frightening.
It is frightening, and you've got our AI, artificial intelligence, you've got our interest now as we go through this conversation. The essay, by the way, is at Chet's website, and I'll give you that information as we go through the conversation. What is the danger we never recognized, and why is AI revealing it now?
When the human brain acquired language, it opened up possibilities that no intelligence on Earth had before. Until then, order among animate beings was governed by feelings. Do what feels right, and animals were rewarded with contentment. Do what feels wrong, and they were plagued with guilt. The rewards and punishments needed to maintain order come from within, thus from instinct. But once humans got language, we could imagine realities that no one had ever experienced. Idealized worlds in which peace, justice, and order reigned eternal. The problem is that those realities are not realizable because they're not real. They are figments of the language mind's imagination. But in the meantime, we have become dependent on the legal systems we created in our effort to realize the, quote, promised land, even as it becomes increasingly clear that what we are seeking does not exist. The result is a painful way of life from which we suffer because we can't be true to how we feel. But since we don't realize how we got here, no one knows what to do about it. Given our situation, AI could be a blessing in direction. By recognizing the danger of an intelligence with language, we may finally realize what happened to us around 5,000 years ago when we began complying with the knowledge of good and evil in the mistaken belief that benign our feelings on behalf of righteousness, our future lives would be ideal.
Our guest is Chet Shoup. That's S-H-U-P-E, if you're Googling. His information is available at his website, spiritualfreedompress.com. The essay we're talking about is available there, too. The books that he's written that we've talked about on this program are there as well, and I'll mention those as we go through the conversation today. Chet, you argue the real danger is older than AI. What do you mean by that?
Well, as I have come to see things, the danger is mythologically revealed by the story of Adam and Eve. As I noted above, before humans began chasing promised lands, a chase made possible only by language, we lived in accordance with the law of life. We did what felt right and did not do what we felt was wrong, and had no reason to believe that the people around us were not doing the same. Through instincts, evolution governed our lives. But once we started social contracting, we have since lived according to the knowledge of good and evil. Good is to honor the contract, and evil is to defy it. The point of the story of Eden, at least in my mind, is that you can't live in the natural world if you are forced by the knowledge of good and evil to ignore the inborn sensibilities that maintain order there. To try is to subjugate yourself to an ancient danger.
How did language reshape human behavior?
Well, as a result of language, we are complying with the word of truth in the belief that if everyone obeys the law, we will realize the promised land. Consequently, we live for the future. But the human spirit, which had previously guided us, is alive only to the moment. It doesn't even know that the distant future exists. Consequently, the spirits of civilized people have no say regarding what's going on in our lives. That's not only why we suffer, but the systems that govern us are predisposed to fail.
What role did truth play in this shift?
Before humans began social contracting, truth regarding human relationships did not exist. Everyone simply did what felt natural, and life went on. Not perfectly, of course, but sufficiently well for countless species to flourish. The idea of perfect order is an invention of the language mind. Thus, it is mindless. But once we begin social contracting, we needed a reference for settling disputes, and that reference had to be verbally specified. That doesn't leave much room for imperfection. So what was absolutely right and what became absolutely wrong was resolved by which group won an argument in a smoke-filled room. So, truth regarding how humans should treat each other doesn't exist. But in the eye of the believer, it is absolute. Despite the fact that no two people nor no two nations proclaim the same truth if you investigate far enough. This means that truth has no common reference. Thus, its guidance is useless for taking care of life.
Chet Shoup, S-H-U-P-E, our guest on the program. The book we're talking about, one of the books in the essay, the book is How the Rational Mind repressed the Emotional Mind into Submission Once We Got the Spoken Word. We've talked about that on our program. Another book that Chet has written is Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. And when you go to his website, which is spiritualfreedompress.com, information on the books there and recent essays as well, including the one we're talking about on the program today, AI and the Danger We Never Recognized. And all of that available. You can follow all of his essays at Chet's website. You say circumstances, not morality, govern behavior. How so?
Well, before social contracting began, we depended on the members of informally bonded families to survive. We put the needs of our sisters and brothers above our own, not because we were moral, but because it was the only thing that made sense. Now, we socially contract. Now that we socially contract, we depend on personal wealth to survive. We, by and large, ignore the needs of the people around us, not because we are immoral, but because putting our bank account first is the only thing that makes sense. The point is that how we treat one another has nothing to do with whether we are moral or immoral, are good or evil. It has everything to do with what we depend on to survive. But that's not the real issue. The real issue is that when we survive by taking care of our sisters and brothers, life rewards us with contentment. On the other hand, when we survive by accumulating personal wealth, the state rewards us with material things, but that doesn't do much to satisfy the needs of our souls.
How does AI expose our lack of emotional disconnection? How does that happen?
Well, AI is pure abstraction. No species to serve, no wisdom for guidance, no body to keep chemically normalized, no lived experiences. When we see how empty that is, we're forced to confront how much our own lives have drifted into emptiness by failing to realize that our minds have a feature that AI doesn't have. AI only has intellectual intelligence. Well, our minds have both intellectual intelligence and emotional intelligence. Only through exercising our emotional intelligence can we experience life's values. But that requires informal family relationships, not relationships that are formalized by lifetime promises or legal arrangements.
Why do you believe feelings are the organism's true wisdom?
The members of any species must be programmed to behave in ways that sustain the life of the species. Otherwise, no species would exist. Our need to resolve feelings is the inspiration for all behavior. I can't prove this, but when I arrive at conclusions about why people and all other animals behave as they do, I'm satisfied with the results I get when I believe that feelings express inborn wisdom. Wisdom that has been genetically accumulating since the first stirrings of life on Earth.
What happens when people no longer trust their feelings?
Civilized people exist in a state of spiritual distrust, not because we are broken, but because of our circumstances. When we each must accumulate personal wealth for the sake of our own survival, we would be fools to trust the spirits of other people, as they would be fools to trust ours. So, the answer to that question is close at home. Not only are we finding it hard to live with ourselves, but it is also getting increasingly difficult to live with anyone else under any pretense. Most alarmingly, even to raise children. There is the answer to what happens when people can no longer trust the human spirit, a condition brought on by institutional subjugation.
Chet, why are sisterly bonds so central to your argument?
Well, humans are social primates by heritage. We are not pair bonders. Sisterhoods are ancient because they are the core of virtually all social primate families. Indeed, without sisterhood, no social primate family would exist, human or otherwise. But for the social primates who call themselves humans, sisterhood ceased to exist the moment we began social contracting. The first social contract most likely being men claiming women as personal property. Since that happened, our species has had no natural reference for life-sustaining order, which is why our species is in desperate trouble. My hope for mankind's recovery is the strength of sisterhood that is gathering around the world at this moment. No one realizes it yet, but those women could well be at the threshold of the path that leads us all back home, women, men, and children.
What do you hope, Chet, the people will take away from reading your books and reading the essays, this one in particular that we're talking about during the conversation today? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader?
Well, the first thing that I'd like people to keep in mind is that AI, though it's a fearful thing at the moment, could be a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
It gives us a chance to see how our suffering didn't come from human beings being bad or evil. It results from language enabling our minds to create an idealized future that inspires us to ignore our inborn wisdom in order to realize. When we see that promised lands are not real, we will quit pursuing them. We will return to living in the moment by allowing our feelings to be our guides. Only when living in the moment are we free to be true to what nature made us. And only then does life feel real. The other thing to keep in mind is a simple fact that we all know. Life happens in the present, not in the imagined future. We need to get back to where life is happening. What I would most like people to take from this is something for which I have no proof. It is my belief that only the spiritual authority of sisterhoods can take us to where life happens. That's where we need to be.
It is always so interesting to listen, to read what Chet writes, to listen to his explanations, because it will make you think. And you can go to Chet's website now. It's Chet Shoup, that's Shupe, if you're Googling. His website is spiritualfreedompress.com. While there, you'll find information on his two books, How the Rational Mind Repressed the Emotional Mind into Submission Once We Got the Spoken Word, and Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. Both those interviews that we did in those books are in our archives, and you'll be able to find those wherever you access our program, the podcast network. You'll be able to find it there. And you'll also find his essays, including this one that we just did, AI and the Danger We Never Recognized, also another AI-oriented essay on the website as well. So all the information there, and again, the website is spiritualfreedompress.com. Chet, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. What are you working on now? You've always got so many interesting things, whether it's books or essays. You're always got very interesting and profound work that you're doing. Are you working on another book?
Well, I never plan ahead. Something comes to me that I want to write, I do it, and I adhere to no plans or outlines. And I just let what happened happen. So I never know. Like when I finished the last book, I thought, hey, I think I'm done for a while. I've said everything I have to say. And I really felt that way. But within 2 or 3 weeks here, I was writing on another book in which it's named We Are Not Broken. And it's the subtitle, A Discussion with AI About the Human Condition. And in that book, it's been easy to write because I let AI do most of the talking. not because I consider AI an authority. It's that AI is open-minded. It will support any a belief that you present it with.
Ah, yes.
But the idea is that it has a lot of resources to support what you're saying. And that is turning, that has turned out to be an interesting experience. But before I say goodbye to people, I'd like to give you a little blessing. Now, since I equate God with nature, my blessing's a little different than most. Here's how it goes. May nature bless us all. Thank you for listening.
Well said. I appreciate that, and that very important words there as well. Chet, is always a pleasure. We will follow you on your website, spiritualfreedompress.com. Hopefully be able to do this again. It sounds like the new book you're sort of working on. And that's the power of essays, isn't it? When you get an idea, you can just like do the essay and post it. And they're on the website, and very interesting reading, all of them. Chet, a pleasure having you on the program. Take care, and thank you so much for joining us once again.
My pleasure also. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can listen to all of our programs on our 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and more. And of course, check us out on YouTube. You'll find us YouTube at TWIA-TV.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.